So how was the game against Red Oak?
Not as bad as the score showed. The score got away from us a little bit there towards the end of the first half, but they're big and physical. We couldn't match them skill wise, so they kind of took advantage of that, which is exactly what they should have done. So, when you watch film, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth on Friday night, but then when you watch film and you look and you see, you try to focus on all the good things that we did, and we had a lot of things go well for us, just didn't show up on the scoreboard.
What were some of those things that went well for you?
Well, we had some key injuries. Blaze Bean went down with a hamstring, Landon Osberg went down with a sprained ankle, both early. And our young guys that kind of took over for them really, really stepped up. So that's a bright spot. That's good to know. I know some of those young guys probably weren't playing on Friday, and they got thrown in the fire, and they did really well. So the offensively, it just didn't seem like we could get quite into a rhythm. But the good thing is like I said, watching on film, all those things that we did wrong and mistakes we made are all fixable mistakes. It wasn't an effort thing. It was just, maybe we made a wrong read, or we blocked the wrong guy or something like that. So all that's fixable. So you're not too happy about a 42-0 loss, but looking on film, the things that we did, we can fix.